Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you're joining us for a very important article, especially if you want to be eating healthy. Our lesson is called Healthy Eating on a Budget. Yes, if you like to eat healthy and you like to save money, not buy too many expensive foods, then today's lesson is just for you. Well, I do wonder, do you have a healthy diet? Or do you think that you have a healthy diet, Carolyn?
Well, my diet is pretty healthy. I eat a lot of vegetables and fruit, but I also eat a lot of carbs. I eat a lot of pasta, which is good for energy, but it doesn't always have enough nutrients that I need from vegetables. So I think I could probably do some things to improve my diet. What about you, Gabe?
Well, Carolyn, you're a vegan and you eat healthy things like fruits and vegetables. And if you say that maybe your diet isn't as healthy as it could be, then I really need some help because I love all kinds of food. And well, I think many people could probably use help in this area, having a good diet, but also you can save money and not spend too much. That's what we're going to be learning about in our lesson today. So let's get started.
Healthy eating on a budget. You can care for your body and your bank account at the same time. What can you do if you can't afford healthy food? If you want to save money, are you stuck eating instant noodles and fried rice? Actually, there are several ways to get food that will preserve your health and your savings. When eating out, order wisely. In general, choose grilled, baked, or steamed dishes instead of fried ones. And choose vegetables as side dishes in order to fill up on healthy foods rather than fattening ones.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Eating healthy on a limited budget can be done. In this month's health article, we'll learn some great tips on how to protect your health and your wallet. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Preserve. Preserve is a verb. Kevin decided to stay home and rest to preserve his energy for the busy week ahead. Fatten. Fatten is a verb. Daphne loves ice cream, but she's trying to eat less of it because it's fattening. Purchase. Purchase is a verb. Edward needs to purchase a car when he moves to the U.S. Fortunately. Fortunately is an adverb. Fortunately, no one was injured during the big storm. Your more information word is grill. Grill is a verb. Side dish. Side dish is a noun. Let's dive in and find out more.
That is a good tip for trying to improve your diet when you are eating out at restaurants. Well, at the beginning of this article, we see a phrase, a sentence, you can care for your body and your bank account at the same time. So a lot of times people think that if they're going to be able to eat nice food, then they're going to have to spend a lot of money. Or if they want to save money, they can't really buy healthy food.
It's true, Carolyn. I kind of feel that way. Before reading today's article, I kind of felt that way. I thought if I really wanted to have a healthy diet and only eat healthy foods, that I wouldn't have a lot of money. I would have to spend a lot of money on healthy foods.
Well, the article asks right at the beginning a very important question. What can you do if you can't afford healthy food? What can you do, Gabe?
Well, we read on, if you want to save money, are you stuck eating instant noodles and fried rice? Well, this is kind of funny. Some people, if they want to save money, they think they have to get rid of everything and just eat very basic foods. I know many of my college friends at university, sometimes they would eat instant noodles for dinner a lot. Not just once or twice, but they would just do this a lot to save money.
That's right, because these foods are fairly cheap. They are not expensive foods. But are you stuck eating instant noodles and fried rice? Well, I think Liz has something she wants to tell us about that phrase in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. In today's article, the writer asks, if you want to save money, are you stuck eating instant noodles and fried rice? That's our grammar tip sentence. Notice the phrase, stuck eating instant noodles and fried rice. It just means eating instant noodles and fried rice is the only choice. When we want to informally talk about how a certain activity is the only thing that a person can do, consider this phrase, stuck plus verb in ing form. For example, it rained every day, and we were stuck watching TV in our hotel room the whole time. Or, both brothers got the same kind of education, but one became a businessman while the other was stuck earning minimum wage. If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
All right, well, let's not get stuck there. Let's continue moving along in our article. We continue, actually, there are several ways to get food that will preserve your health and your savings. So you don't have to be stuck just eating instant noodles and fried rice. There is a way to afford healthy foods.
That's right, and you can preserve your health and your savings at the same time. And we can take a look at that word from the word bank, the word preserve. If you preserve something, then you save it. You prevent it from changing and you make it last a long time. So if you preserve your health, then you take care of your health. You don't get sick. You stay healthy.
That's right. You can preserve your health. Well, sometimes I see this word as a noun. Preserves. So maybe strawberry preserves or other kinds of fruit that you keep in a jar and you preserve that fruit. It stays good. That's called preserves. And of course, you want to try to preserve other things as well. You might try to preserve your energy. You don't want to do too much right now because you will do a lot later. You will use your energy a lot later. So preserve your energy for now.
That's right. And here we want to preserve our health and our savings, our money. We want to make sure that we're able to have a healthy life, but also be able to afford to buy other things. Now, the next section is titled, When Eating Out. So when you go out to restaurants to eat, especially in the United States, restaurants are very expensive.
All right, so when eating out, there are certain things to keep in mind. And we're going to be talking about these things for the rest of today's lesson. The first one is order wisely. Okay, that sounds simple enough. Be wise when you're ordering things at a restaurant. What does it say here, Carolyn?
Well, we see that in general, choose grilled, baked, or steamed dishes instead of fried ones. Now, this is in general, and we can look at that phrase right there. If something is done in general, then it's something that is usually true.
Mm-hmm. It's usually true, in general. For example, I could say, in general, I like to exercise in the afternoon, but sometimes I'll exercise in the morning. Or, in general, I sleep at least 8 hours. But, of course, sometimes I can't sleep a full 8 hours. But I do it in general.
So, usually, that is what you do. Well, in general, when you are going to a restaurant, it is a good idea to choose things that have been grilled, baked, or steamed instead of eating fried foods. And why is this, Gabe?
Well, we see the reason in the next sentence. And choose vegetables as side dishes in order to fill up on healthy foods rather than fattening ones. So the reason is so that you can fill up on healthy foods. A lot of side dishes are not healthy, so usually vegetables are.
That's right. If the vegetables are not fried, they should be pretty healthy. And maybe if they aren't covered in butter either. But we see a word from our word bank, the word fatten. If something is fattening, then it makes you gain weight. So these are some things that you should avoid. You should avoid fattening foods or side dishes when you are eating out at a restaurant.
That's right. I think a lot of desserts can be kind of fattening, so try to avoid those. Hey, Carolyn, what kind of sandwich isn't too fattening?
Gabe, I don't know.
A half a sandwich. Do you get it? If you don't have the whole thing, it's less fattening.
I think I understand, Gabe. I'm not sure that... Today is not National Joke Day.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Come on, you can joke around every day. Well, friends, you've learned some key words today. Think about how you can use them and practice them today. Right now, it's time for us to learn something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Preserve这个动词，P-R-E这个字首有提前的意思。 S-E-R-V这个字根有保留的意思，所以preserve在这里是指维护或者是保存。例如 both countries are willing to do their best to preserve peace. 双方国家都愿意尽全力来保持和平。或者是 the chapel was perfectly preserved even though it had been through many wars. 虽然经历多次的战争，这座教堂完好的被保存下来。 继续我们看的是fatten这个动词。Fatten是指使肥胖。例如 these cattle were fattened up so they could be sold at a good price. 这些牛群被养得胖胖了就可以卖到好的价钱。课文中用到它的现在分词fattening当作形容词，意思是使人肥胖的。例如 Esther tries to avoid fattening foods such as soda and sweets. Esther 尝试着要避免吃容易发胖的食物，例如汽水和甜食。
Today we are talking about healthy eating on a budget. Do you want to have healthy foods? But maybe you also want to save money. You think that it costs a lot of money to eat healthy foods and maybe change your diet a little bit. Well, we're learning in our lesson that actually it is possible to spend wisely and also eat healthy foods. We're talking about when you eat out, and we've learned so far that you need to order wisely, order foods that are good for you. Well, we have more to learn in our lesson, so let's get started with the second section of our reading for today.
Healthy eating on a budget. Know your limit. When you're full, stop eating. Even if some food remains on your plate, take the rest to go and eat it later instead of purchasing an additional snack or meal. Drink to your health. Fortunately, the least expensive drink is also the healthiest, water. Sodas and even fruit juices are filled with sugar and may contain dangerous chemicals. So instead of paying for a drink, enjoy free water at most restaurants. Avoid desserts. At the end of your meal, skip the sweets. By not ordering dessert, you save money and cut down on calories and sugar.
Well, that is some good advice to avoid having dessert if you want to save a little money and maybe not eat quite as much. Well, we're still talking about when we are eating out, and this next section is called Know Your Limit. So it's important to know when you've had enough, when you don't need to eat any more. Now, Gabe, how does this start?
Well, when you're full, stop eating, even if some food remains on your plate. I think this is good advice. In general, If you're at a restaurant, it's okay to just stop eating, even if there's food still on your plate. But however, Carolyn, I think some countries might consider it rude if you don't eat everything that is placed before you, right?
That is true. There are some cultures where it would be rude if you didn't eat everything that they put on your plate for you to enjoy, because they want you to be able to enjoy all of the food, mm-hmm. and you should eat everything. But there are also some cultures, if you eat everything on your plate, they will bring you more food.
That's right.
Because they think you're still hungry.
That's right. But they keep adding.
But here, we're talking about when you are eating at a restaurant.
That's right. Well, we have some good advice here. If you don't want to finish your food right then, take the rest to go and eat it later instead of purchasing an additional snack or meal. I think that's great advice. You can have leftovers later.
That's right. A lot of times when you go to a restaurant, they give you so much food, and maybe you don't want to finish all of it. You can just take it to go and eat it later instead of mm-hmm. purchasing something more. So we have a word from our word bank there, the word purchase. If you purchase something, it means that you buy it. Right, Gabe?
That's right. And this can also be a noun. You can make a purchase. Or what was your purchase today? What did you buy? What did you purchase? So, of course, you want to eat your leftovers instead of purchasing another expensive meal. But what is our next tip here, Carolyn?
Well, we see it is called drink to your health. So we are going to be talking about things to drink that are healthy. And fortunately, the least expensive drink is also the healthiest. Water.
That's right. Of course, this is the least expensive drink in most countries. I think in some countries, water is very valuable, and so it might be a little more expensive. But in general, it is the least expensive drink. Fortunately, you can have water. Okay, let's take a look at that word, fortunately. Fortunately means in good news, or the good news is this. The good thing is this.
That's right. So fortunately, the least expensive drink is also the healthiest, and that is water, and you can drink to your health. Now, another way you might use this word, fortunately, maybe you don't get enough sleep at night. Fortunately, you can go to bed early tonight, and then you won't have any problem being tired tomorrow.
That's right. Fortunately, you can feel rested the next day. Well, fortunately, the cheapest drink is also the healthiest, water. Let's take a look at the info cloud, because Steve and Ken have something special they want to share with us there.
Last month, we looked at a small punctuation mark called the hyphen. This month, let's discuss the hyphen's big brother, the dash.
The hyphen and the dash often get mixed up, and it's easy to see why. Not only do they look similar, the dash being a little longer than the hyphen.
One of their functions is similar too. You'll remember one of the hyphen's main responsibilities is to separate and connect individual words. Well, the dash separates and connects things too. Not words, but phrases and sentences. Like a comma does, but stronger.
Let's look at an example sentence first using a comma. Jack will go skiing in Switzerland this winter if he gets a raise.
Here we get the feeling Jack won't be bothered so much if he gets his raise or not. Now let's read the same sentence, but replace the comma with a dash. Ken?
Jack will go skiing in Switzerland this winter if he gets a raise.
Well done. I know it's subtle, but I wonder if you notice the difference. With the dash, we feel like Jack has his heart set on going to Switzerland, so getting that raise is very important.
我们今天来看一个标点符号, dash. Dash 是破折号。 很多人会把连字号误称为dash。 其实连字号叫做hyphen。 两者的差别在于hyphen比较短, dash比较长。 dash有不同的功能, 其中之一就是用来强调一件事。 像今天的课文讲到, Fortunately, the least expensive drink is also the healthiest. water. 注意到在 water 之前作者打了一个破折号，这就是整个句子停顿了一下，让 water 特别受到注意。当然逗号也有类似的作用，但它强调的效果就没有破折号那么的强。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, we are emphasizing the importance of water here. Sodas and even fruit juices are filled with sugar and may contain dangerous chemicals. So what should we do, Gabe?
Well, so instead of paying for a drink, enjoy free water at most restaurants. Again, we see the word most here. Most restaurants will serve free water if you just ask. But of course, there are some restaurants where you even have to pay for the water. But usually, it is free. It's the cheapest and the healthiest thing to drink.
That's right, because sodas and fruit juices have a lot of sugar and maybe even dangerous chemicals that are very bad for your body. So, instead of having those and you have to pay extra for them, you can have free water. Now, what is the next tip here today?
All right, when you're eating out, avoid desserts. Okay, we talked a little bit about that before. Avoid fattening foods. And here we read, at the end of your meal, skip the sweets. When you skip something, that's another way of saying you just don't do it. You get past it to the next step. You skip the dessert.
That's right. So here we're going to skip the sweets. By not ordering dessert, you save money and cut down on calories and sugar. So it's more healthy for you to not eat dessert because you have fewer calories, less sugar, and you can even save some money because dessert is usually something extra that you have to pay for.
That's right. And this is a phrase that we use when we talk about eating fewer things or doing something a little less. You cut down on it. Cutting down on the amount of calories you have. Cutting down on the amount of time you spend playing video games. You cut down on calories and sugar when you avoid desserts and other sweets. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
好，接下来我们看的是 purchase 这个动词。purchase 是指购买。例如 ,we purchased our house without any loans. 我们没有用任何的贷款买下了我们的房子。或者是 Stella purchased this ring at an auction. Stella 在一个拍卖会中买下了这个戒指。purchase 也可以当作名词，例如 the purchase was paid for by credit card. 这次的购买是用信用卡付的。最后我们来看的是 fortunately 这个副词。fortunately 是指幸运地，常常放在句首。例如 fortunately nobody was injured in a car accident. 很幸运地，车祸中没有任何人受伤。它的反义词是自首加上 un 变成 unfortunately, 意思是很不幸地。例如 unfortunately, we missed the bus and didn't get to watch the game. 很不幸的，我们没有赶上巴士，并没有看到比赛。And now let's see what our teachers are up to.
Today we've gone over several different tips on how you can eat healthy and maintain a good budget. Well, we want to save money when we go out to eat at a restaurant, and there have been several tips like knowing your limit, avoiding dessert, drinking to your health, and ordering wisely. Gabe, do you follow any of these tips when you eat out?
Usually I do, especially knowing my limit. If there's too much and I can't eat it all, I will just take it to go and eat the leftovers later. I especially do that when I return to the United States after living in Taiwan for so long, where the meal portions are smaller. I go back there and the meal portions are huge. So it's easy to do this. I only eat half my meal, and then I take the rest to go to eat it later.
Well, that is a very good tip to follow, and I hope that you will also try to follow some of these money-saving, healthy tips. Well, we'll see you here again on Studio Classroom for the rest of this article.
See you next time.